Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roxanne Roberts and Tom Beaudet each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has one.
Paula, you are in third place. You will be up first. The clock will start.
Twice you've said it.
I just can't get my head around it. That's the problem.
Yeah. You know what? It's all I can do to hold back right now. We better.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez this week said the White House would allow judicial monitoring of the blank program.
Oh, the phone tapping.
Yeah, the warrantless wiretapping. Yes, environmental officials have given up trying to identify the source of the mysterious blank in New York last week.
Smell.
Right. On her European trip to discuss Middle East peace efforts, blank met with Tony Blair and Angela Merkel.
Condoleezza Rice?
Right, because of global warming and nuclear threats. Scientists move the minute hand on the blank 2 minutes closer to midnight.
On the doomsday clock.
Exactly right. Protesting a school screening of An Inconvenient Truth. One parent said, quote, condoms don't belong in schools, and neither does blank.
Al Gore?
Exactly right. The movies Babel and Dreamgirls were the big winners at this week's Blank Awards.
Golden Globe Awards.
Yes, new research revealed that blank most likely died of stomach cancer and not arsenic poisoning.
Napoleon.
Yes. Saudi Arabia's first accredited female pilot will be allowed to fly jets, but still must blank.
Cover her face?
No, be driven to the airport by a man.
Wow.
Yes. Captain Hanadi Hakaria Hindi will be flying a private jet owned by a Saudi billionaire all over the world. But driving a car in Saudi Arabia? Not going to happen.
Hmm. Well, I think that's the right thing.
You think so? Carl.
Makes all the sense in the world to me, and I'll tell you why.
Please do, Carl.
Because when you crack an egg.
Carl, I'm excited to ask this question. How did Paula do on the quiz?
Very well. 7 correct answers, Peter.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Or 14 more points. Paula now has 15 points and a commanding lead.
That is impressive. All right, we have flipped a coin. Roxanne has elected to go last. So, Tom, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Jury selection began in the trial of blank, accused of lying to prosecutors about his role in the CIA leak case.
Scooter Libby.
Right. To honor the late president, the U.S. Navy says it will name an aircraft carrier after blank.
Gerald Ford.
Right. Cockpit tapes show that 2 Comair pilots, just before their plane crashed last year in Kentucky, questioned whether they were on the right blank.
Runway.
Right. The Pentagon disavowed remarks by an official who called for a boycott of law firms whose attorneys are representing blanks.
The detainees at Guantanamo.
Exactly right. Hoping to attract coffee drinkers who need an extra boost, a San Francisco company has launched a new blend called blank.
Crack.
You're close. You're close. Meth coffee. Just when we thought we'd never have to hear from him again, an insurance company has signed blank to star in its Super Bowl ad.
Not William Shatner.
No, Kevin Federline. An Alabama man who put on a mask to rob his grandfather was found out when he said blank.
Hi, Grandpa.
You know, yes. I'm going to give you the answer. What he said was, this is a robbery, I need your money, and I mean it, Pawpaw. Walter Ray Brown had a pretty good idea that it was his grandson behind the mask when the robber slipped up and called him Pawpaw. The thief, armed with a hydraulic floor jack handle, took Brown's pants and wallet. And Brown called the police, who quickly followed a trail of the pants, handle, and $5 bills to Brown's grandson's house next door. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13, but Paula still has the lead with 15.
I knew it.
And how many does Roxanne need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right. This is for the game, Roxanne. Fill in the blank. 2 Republican senators signed on to a non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's blank.
Surge.
Yes, in Iraq, a Louisiana boy named Noah was born from an embryo rescued from the floods after blank.
Hurricane Katrina.
Right. Prime Minister al-Maliki said if Iraqi security forces were better equipped, the need for more blanks would go down dramatically.
Troops.
Yes. The latest government numbers show that for the first time, more than half of American women are living without a blank.
Husband.
Right. Chilean shock artist Marco Evaristi surprised friends at a dinner party with a dinner of meatballs cooked in blank.
Chocolate ice cream.
No, his own body fat. Yes, that was my reaction. According to doctors, carrying a big blank may be a health hazard for women.
Handbags.
Yes. Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Blank died at age 81.
Art Bookwell.
Yes, when Judy the chimpanzee escaped from her pen at the Little Rock Zoo, zookeepers were able to recapture her, but not before she had blanked.
Cleaned a toilet.
Yes, you are right. And not only that, she also cleaned the refrigerator. When a zookeeper accidentally let Judy the chimpanzee out of her pen, Judy got to work. After quickly raiding the snack cabinet, Judy headed to the bathroom, where she grabbed a nearby toilet brush, cleaned the bowl. She then headed back to the kitchen, where she wrung out a sponge and scrubbed down the refrigerator. Zookeepers were not surprised, as Judy was formerly a house pet and experienced housekeeper.
How much for that monkey?
Yeah, that means somebody trained a monkey to clean their toilet, which I find just both cruel and amazingly good idea. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed 7 to win outright, and Roxanne had 7 correct answers with 14 more points. So at 17 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
I got to say, Roxanne, you've won many times. Paula, not so much. And I was...
Paula, but you had it.
I was tempted. I was tempted at the end when you got... Because I was like, oh, she's never going to get the chimpanzee question right. That's ridiculous. And she knew it. And I was so tempted to just say no and then make up something else that the chimpanzee had done. No, it ordered in Thai food. But I couldn't do it. Congratulations, Roxanne.